Welcome to Ortho Tutorials. My name is Ezekiel Oburu. I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and our topic of discussion today is enchondromas. Enchondromas are benign tumors of a known etiology that occur in hyaline cartilage in bones of endochondral origin. They are cartilaginous neoplasms that are usually solitary lesions in intermedullary bone, occurring most commonly in small bones of the hands and the feet. The distal femur and the proximal humerus are another site where they may coexist, and multiple enchondromas can manifest in certain conditions. These are conditions in which you have more than one enchondroma. Ehlers disease is a non-inherited condition characterized by numerous enchondromas, and it has a relatively small incidence of about 1 to 100,000. Maffucci's syndrome is a non-inherited congenital disorder. This syndrome is accompanied by numerous hemangiomas and enchondromas. And I think what is of note is 25 to 30% of enchondromas are anticipated to progress into a chondrosarcoma. Hemangiomas are also associated with elevated risk of malignant development into hemangiosarcomas and hemangioendotheliomas. And then you can have metachromatosis, which is a rare condition where you have got multiple enchondromas and osteochondromas that characterize it. Then you can also have spondyloenchondrodysplasia, which is an uncommon condition. It is distinguished by skeletal abnormalities, which is a short stature, a platyspondyle, and a short broad ilia, enchondromas of long bones and pelvis. And finally, as one of the multiple enchondroma syndromes, you could have dyspondyloenchondromatosis, which is an acquired skeletal abnormality, which is not really inherited. So what's the epidemiology of enchondromas? It is the second most common benign cartilaginous lesion after osteochondroma, with an equal male to female incidence. It most commonly found in the ages between 20 and 50 years of age. Anatomically, it is found in the medullary cavity of the diaphysis and metaphysis. What's the etiology? Enchondromas are presumed to be remnants of hyaline cartilage derived from epiphyseal growth mechanism that failed to undergo chondral ossification. How will these patients present clinically? The symptoms of enchondromas are often nonspecific and are found as a result of pathological fracture, trauma, or localized pain. Sometimes they may just be an incidental finding. On examination, there may be shortening and angular deformities because enchondromas may disrupt the growth plates. So how do you make a diagnosis of this? Radiographs will show well-defined lucent central medullary lesions that calcify over time. They are usually metaphyseal in location when they first appear, but then appear diaphyseal as the bone grows. In the hand, they may present with purely lytic lesion, a pathognomonic pattern of calcification described as rings and axe is observed in the hand. Enchondromas may be indistinguishable from a chondrosarcoma, especially low-grade chondrosarcomas. Imaging characteristics may aid in distinguishing enchondromas from chondrosarcoma. When pain is present, however, even a lesion with no imaging characteristics suggestive of malignancy and an imaging appearance compatible with an enchondroma should be excised. So if you have a lesion that appears like an enchondroma. However, the patient has pain, this lesion should be addressed as a possible or a potential malignancy. A bone scan can be used to differentiate a chondrosarcoma from an enchondroma, and it may also help to identify a polyostotic disease. What do you see on histology? On histology, you may see blue-gray lobulated hyaline cartilage with scattered calcifications. So how do you go about managing these patients? Non-operative management is one of the ways in which we can manage this patient. It is done by observation in a vast majority of asymptomatic cases with follow-up using serial radiographs for 6 months to 12 months to confirm radiographic stability. Long-term follow-up is especially required for patients with multiple enchondroma syndromes. What about operative? Operative management of these patients will involve intralesional curettage and bone grafting of the lesion with serial x-rays, and if you have symptomatic lesions and suspicions of low-grade chondrosarcoma, you may need to be much more aggressive. Thank you very much.